for joining us here tonight. I want to get something straight from the very beginning. The name is Cannoli. You can call me Cannoli, an Italian dessert. You can call me Connolly, an itinerant Irish actor. Just don't call me Connerly. Lord of the State. Very different people. Brothers and sisters.
Can I stop? Can I be a sister for a minute?
For a minute? Then why not?
We have a problem with translation. We've got somebody who wants to discuss this first, and so we can get...
Sorry, disculpen, los que tengan... Equipo de traducción, por favor, el canal va a ser el número uno y ahorita vamos a probar que puedan escuchar bien. Por favor, alcen la mano si no escuchan. Ok, entonces para las personas que no puedan escuchar, si quieren ir acá atrásito, yo les voy a ayudar.
Thank you very much. It's totally appropriate that this, as many, and hopefully all, public meetings of important nature like this be simultaneously translated into as many languages as our people speak. Brothers and sisters, an arrogance is stalking the land. An arrogance so powerful that it will look you in the eye and lie through its teeth. The lie that this arrogance will tell is simple and insidious. The lie is, we already live in a colorblind society. It is a lie. Would that it were so. But to say that it is so today is a lie. And it is this core falsehood that Proposition 54 is designed to prop up. Because Proposition 54 is designed to deny us the only weapon we really need in our struggle for justice. 54 is designed to deny us access to the facts. The facts. The numbers, the details, the facts that reveal the truth of our wounded society. The facts which reveal the only way forward to justice and repair of those wounds. Those wounds of 5 centuries duration. Those persistent wounds of race. The wounds of denial. The wounds of America's original sin tell us too clearly that America is just not colorblind. Sadly, we were not colorblind for the first 75 or 100 years of our republic. When Americans clearly saw people of color, African slaves, Native American warriors, Southwestern campesinos, they saw them all right. They were not blind to them. They saw them through the angry lens of America's shame. Slavery, expropriation, and conquest. And in those days, America counted people of color, too. Every slave and Indian was counted as 3/5 of a person.
Hello.
3/5 of a person, a counting designed to give the slaveocracy a majority in our Congress, but not to give those people so counted the vote. Not colorblind, just blind to justice. For the 100 years after the Civil War and Reconstruction, America was colorblind. For in those years, America simply chose not to see people of color at all. But there is a difference between being colorblind and turning a blind eye. And that's what characterized that 100 years of our sorry history. Then came a previous 54, 1954, when the civil rights movement struck the scales from the blind eyes of America. That movement set us on the final road to justice, to a truly colorblind society. Proposition 54 seeks to detour that road by denying us access to the facts. And to deny the facts is to deny the truth, and to continue the denial and continue the false myth that we live in a colorblind society. After stand shoulder to shoulder with you in celebrating the power born of 1954 and in opposition to improper 54. After its convention meeting in Nashville last month voted unanimously to oppose Prop 54, and it is especially proper that in this 40th anniversary of Dr. King's March on Washington and his speech of dreams, that we in labor must fight side by side for justice with communities of color and languages.
That's right.
It is directly our business, brothers and sisters, for in a society not only to contemplate passing Proposition 54, but in a society where industrial giants like General Electric can buy a Spanish language television network, Telemundo, and decide that it can employ its Anglo-white English-speaking workers under a union contract and deny those rights and dignities to Spanish language workers, work has got to be done. Just as the great United Auto Workers leader Walter Reuther's speech followed directly Dr. King's speech in 1963. And in that speech, where Walter Reuther challenged the white working class to walk the walk, not just talk the talk, so must we in the labor movement, across all of the labor movement, recommit ourselves to that vision, that dream today, and we shall. We will walk precincts. We will phone bank. We will help call 1 million Californians. We will register and we will turn out. And together, brothers and sisters, we will slam the door on 54. Mm-hmm. Thank you.